Hey guys, it's Rick Barraza in the Coding for Fun group here at Microsoft. I was asked to shoot a quick video on the page flip tutorial that I put up on my own site and to dive a little bit deeper into those things that affect us as programmers focusing on the Microsoft platform. And if you're not familiar with the page flip tutorial that I put up, it started getting a lot more press than I was expecting, so thank you for that. But it was on my own website. The history behind it is several years ago when I was working at Synergy, I created a tutorial there that showed the page flip technique implemented in Silverlight. That was a really popular post and we had a lot of fun with it, but it was targeted mainly at Silverlight programmers. When I joined Microsoft, I decided to on-ramp my HTML5 and Canvas skills more, and so I decided to kind of figure this out from scratch. And so I put it up on my website once I worked it out. And a lot of people have enjoyed it because it does go ahead and talk about the high-level concepts of how to do this, as well as what's the math and trigonometry. And I wanted to break it down into easy-to-consume steps. If you've been doing this for a long time, moving these types of trig functions in your head and thinking in terms of Canvas might be second nature. But for a lot of people, I found that visualizing the math behind it has always been a lot of help. So, for example, here, calculating the critical triangle, and to let people visually see what's needed in order to pull off an animation effect, really in any language. If this is Silverlight, or if this is Canvas, if this is Flash, these are the basic steps. Now, every language, it's going to have its own implementation procedure, usually when it comes to things like position and rotation and clipping. So I dive into that specifically for Canvas, but the tutorial really, the initial drive was just getting the math out there, making these types of procedural animations and physics and math more accessible to people. That's really what I'm passionate about. That's why I put up the post. Page flip, per se, not a very metro targeted experience right now, but this is a traditional experience we've been finding a lot in more of a Web 2.0 type world. And again, it was just something I put up there. It's gotten a lot of positive attention, and again, thank you for that. But there are a couple hurdles that we had to overcome in getting this ready for Canvas specifically, but then across devices. And that's what I want to talk to right now. Without a doubt, now in each one of the steps, as you can see here on the screen, you can download the source, the JavaScript file. I tried to write it in a way that would be easy to download one main file, so there aren't a lot of dependencies. But all of the studies on this, in fact, I'm in the consumer preview of Windows 8 right now. If I toggle over to desktop mode and I F12 my developer tools, this is really the best way to interact with it. If you come over here, because this is a WordPress blog, if you come down, all of the studies leverage this file called pointerfusion.js. Now, this is the file that really does a lot of the touch interaction work. The page flip for me wasn't actually the hard part because again we had solved the math years ago, and it's you can find the math out there online and in other places. I wanted to show it, but the hard part really was getting it to work in Canvas in a website that has responsive design, because as we start coding things for Windows 8, be it HTML, JavaScript, apps, or experiences on IE10, across the board, responsive web designs really this trend that people are looking at. Basically, that means that you're coding it one way, you're doing media queries so that if you're on a Windows Phone 7 and you're rotating your screens, if you're on one of the tablets that'll be supporting Windows 8, as you rotate the screen, the layout adjusts accordingly. Now, in order for that to happen, there are a couple tricks that are there. I don't go into it in the tutorial, but you can view it all in the view source on the code behind. Some of the layout aspects there leverage this pointer fusion. What pointer fusion does is it takes a target and then you throw it kind of your mouse down, your mouse move, your mouse enter commands, and it fuses them all together. Now I need to stop right now and be absolutely clear that I did not make pointer fusion. Pointer fusion came from this awesome post. Let me pull it up over here from the IE9 blog. And let me scroll down to make sure I get his name right. Couple months back, Ted Johnson the graphics program manager lead on Internet Explorer, put up this brilliant post called Handling Multi-Touch Mouse Input in All Browsers. Now, if you open up my pointerfusion.js file, you'll see the link to this blog post. And here, it's really the post that I was able to get all of the heavy lifting in terms of fusing all these pointers together. I simply got it and massaged it around for my particular use. But this is a brilliant, brilliant post that I suggest you guys check out. Again, it's called Handling Multi-Touch and Mouse Input in All Browsers. He handles both the build and consumer previews of Windows 8 already so that they work on our touch devices, as well as fusing the touch events from iOS. So he has the MS pointer for IE10, as well as the touch events, as well as the mouse events, and gets them all working together. It really is a great, great post. And the page flip wouldn't have been possible as a touch experience without this. The page flip, I got it working with the mouse in just 48 hours. But a lot of the time came with everything that I don't talk about in my tutorial, which is how do you get the div to be responsive in width? And we'll show that right now. And then the div responsive in width, the canvas then responsive in width, and then making sure all the scaling for your finished page graphics all scale accordingly. Getting the scaling working and then getting the touch working across devices is really the kind of hidden gem of the tutorials. I don't talk about it in the blog post, but that really, from a Microsoft perspective, if you dive deep into there, there'll be a lot of extra benefits that you can get into that. So let's kind of show what that means. So here I am with an iPad 2. I come into it. And so we have a website. It's a browser popped up. It's on my website, and we can see that it's still, that it works fine. It's nice and responsive. You flip it. This is all canvas. If I rotate my website around, just as I would anywhere else, the website is responsive in that it scales accordingly. If I were to hit my website on a Windows phone, you can see that the website has scaled down to match. So this is really responsive design. It's one of the big trends that's going on, and it's perfectly in line for where we're shooting for Windows 8. So if I scale all the way down, for example, I see that it's moved my vanity column there, whereas on the iPad, we see that it's here. So this ability for the sections to go on, they're actually rescaling, and for that to happen, the div has to rescale, all the canvas has to rescale, and all the assets have to rescale according to maintain their aspect ratio in order to get all this to work. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but we see that it works fine here. Now on Windows Phone, and this is also a correction we need to make, on Windows Phone 7.5, we're still having issues in handling the touch events on Windows Phone, specifically when you try and put a finger down, it thinks you're starting a resize gesture. Now, they've addressed that in IE10, so when we play with this on IE10 on the Windows 8 devices, we'll see that it works great. But on Windows Phone, it's still gobbling up those touchdowns. We're looking into it. As soon as we get a workaround or as soon as something comes on, we'll put it on right here. But on Windows Phone, we're having an issue with the touch. But here we see it on a consumer preview of Windows 8. Again, responsive layout. You go one way, looks fine. You rotate this around. It resizes, the div has resized, the canvas has resized, all the elements resized, but all the physics continues to work. So those are some of the things to look out for if you're a Microsoft programmer, you want to look at the tutorial. Read it for the trigonometry if that's what you enjoy. That's what a lot of people are doing. But from Microsoft angle, you might want to check in specifically that code in getting the responsive design layout for the div, as well as then going ahead and fusing all the touch points using that brilliant blog post from the IE9 guys. So that's it. This type of content, I think I'd like to end with a question. This is the stuff that I care about. Is this the type of content you'd like to see more of on Channel 9? I think it is. I'd like to start bringing in more and more of these kind of high-level professional UX tutorials and not have them on my personal site, but start making Channel 9 an area for kind of those of us who focus on that as well. We don't seem to have a lot of content like that right now, but it's one of the things that I'd really like to bring in. Please let me know in your comments if these types of interaction tutorials that break down the code as well as the design implications is something you guys want to see here. Please let us know about that. But again, thanks for all the positive support on the blog and website. If you have specific Microsoft questions, please hit us up here, and I'll see you online. Thanks a lot.